Weeks later, Pip stood at the bench with that same little scale, weighing beans for a recipe. Same scale, Tara said warmly, patting it. Watch. I put the empty jar down. See? 90 grams. That's the jar being honest about itself. She pressed the button. The scale fell to zero with the jar still on it. Now the scale has forgotten the jar. It's pretending the jar weighs nothing, on purpose, so that whatever I add is measured all by itself. She spooned in beans until it read 200. 200 grams of beans. Not 1 gram of jar snuck in. Pip frowned. But the jar's still sitting there. It still weighs 90 grams, really. It does, Tara agreed, pleased she'd noticed. Tearing doesn't make the jar weigh nothing. It tells the scale to ignore the 90 it already knows about, so it only counts what comes after. The jar's real weight is still real. We just refuse to charge the beans for it. She caught Pip about to add beans to an unzeroed second jar and gently stopped her paw. Zero the new jar first. Every container's a little different. Skip the tear and you'll bake the bowl right into your bread. Pip set the second jar down, pressed the button, watched it fall to zero. So the first thing you weigh, she said slowly, is the thing you don't want to count. Now you've got it, Tara said. You weigh the overcoat, set it to zero, and then the thing can finally tell you its own honest weight.
Pip weighed the beans again, zeroing the jar herself first, and got 200 grams. The beans, only the beans, a number anyone could check. And there was a small, settled feeling in her chest, the feeling of a fair number with nothing hidden in it. Tare pressed the scale back to zero one last time and let out a slow, contented breath, the deep, level breath of a creature who'd spent her life making sure people paid for the fruit and not the crate. Somewhere in the memory of it, a market grew quiet and fair. Weigh the thing, not its overcoat, she said softly. Clear away what isn't it, and let it tell you the truth. That's the calm part. That's the part worth zeroing for.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to TEAR. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.